Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I understand that your body needs attention, and I don't want to take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't want to make it hard, cause it's always too simple.
Everybody, it's your girl Cotton Campbell. Let's talk about it with me, Cotton. Cotton Campbell. Yeah, you know, that was St. James and featuring Sinead Goss. If you're interested, that song is titled Being Gentle. So if you're interested, he's on Spotify. He's on all the musical media outlets. You can find him everywhere. You can also find him in a city near you if you hire him to come out and perform for a cost. I'm sure he's not going to not, you know, want to come out. I'm just saying. I don't know all this because I'm not his agent, so I don't know. But you can check into it yourself. Again, that song is titled Being Gentle by Sinead Goss and St. James featuring Sinead Goss. Anywho, I wanted to, tonight's topic is actually about homeless people and why don't more people help? Like, why don't you, it doesn't take much. Why don't you get out and spend that time? And because, you know, when God talks about tithing, he's not just talking about money. He's talking about giving some of your time, too. So I have gotten out in communities that aren't mine. Like when I was in Portland, Maine, I got out and I took time to pass out food and water to those that are living on the street. This is the thing. You know where you've been, but you don't know where you're going. And we treat them differently. So today my pastor talked about no judgment. No judgment and no condemning people. And a lot of times that's what we do. Because I heard some people say, I said, wow. I ran into one of my mom's friends, and he said to me, because I was like, hey, how you doing? Have you long time no see? Yada, yada. We chop it up a little for a few seconds because I was out passing out food and water with my babies, and that's what we were doing. So I was like, well, let me just stop and see if he's still there. He did, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, he said, what you doing out here? I said, I'm passing out water because it was like 115 degrees outside, passing out water and sandwiches to the homeless. And he said, oh, you doing that Good Samaritan stuff again. I was like, what? Like, this is your, like, you live here. I know he's lived there for at least 20 years because my son was like three. He's 25 now. And when I first encountered him. But this is your community. This is where you live. You have a house in this very community. I remember when they first built his house, he purchased his house when it was brand spanking new. So the fact that this is your community, you live here, and you don't get out and help the very people that you see out here in these bad situations, everybody's circumstances are different. You don't know how somebody landed up there. You don't know how they ended in that situation. Some of those people just had, you know, fell on hard times. Some people have mental illnesses that are out there. But what are we doing as a whole or as a unit, as a people? I'm out there by myself. And the one thing that I hear people say all the time is, you know, God's going to bless you, but that's not why I'm doing it. Please understand. I'm not out here because I'm saying, ooh, I so hope God's going to bless me for being out here helping these people. No, no, ma'am, no, sir. I'm out here because I don't want to see people in this situation, but if I can help just a little bit, I don't have much. Let me tell y'all. Let me tell you how much I spend on sandwiches, just making some sandwiches and giving out packets of mustard and water, bottled water, cold bottled water. Go to Winco. I spend $5 for the 40-pack of bottled water, 2 to 3 of those. That's what, $15? Then I go to the store and I get some sandwich meat. That's another $10 for the sandwich meat. You get the bread. You know, the bread is like $1.50, maybe $2. It's that bread. I spent less than $30. But I fed and was able to to give water out to more than 80 people. And there are a lot of people on the street. There are a lot of them out there in a lot of different cities. Ironically, when I was in Boston just recently, you know, I'm riding with my coworkers, and I'm like, I don't see no homeless people. And they're like, yeah, we've seen one or two. I said, one or two? You go to Vegas, or you go to Chicago, or you go to Oakland, California, if you go to Kansas City, you go to some of these other places, and it's a slew of people. The sidewalks are filled with tents or filled with people just sleeping on the street. One or two, that's nothing. That's not even a homeless situation. That's not a homeless crisis. You go down over here to these other places, and it's just a bunch of people. A bunch of people. Me and my best friend last year were out in Kansas City doing as much for the community as we possibly could. We were giving out clothes. We were giving out food. We were not bad food. The good strawberries and the good lettuce and the good apples, you know, stuff like that, on top of hot meals. So it does not take much. But for people to say, you know, and I've even heard people say, well, yeah, I don't really do that homeless thing. You better hope you ain't never in that situation, because somebody will walk right over you and be like, yeah, I don't really do that homeless thing. What you mean? Like, they're human beings still. Some people take better care of a dog or an animal than they will human beings. Like, that's not right. It's just, I'm not saying that animals don't need to be protected or taken care of. I'm just saying these are human beings. Human beings. And at some point, we have to stop and take the time, take a moment, even if it's once a month. I don't do it every day. Because I can't. I'm, you know, I work still. I'm out of town. I can't do it every day. But when I have the free time, I take a Saturday or a Sunday, and I take that time and I give it, because a lot of the homeless shelters, they kick them out as early as 6 sometimes, and they can't come back until maybe 5 or 6 in the evening. So, and then they have to get in by a certain hour, or if it gets filled, then whoever's left outside standing is just outside standing. You know, they don't get to come in. So, and the government, you see how fast the government was able to kick out that stimulus money? They could have done the same thing with some of these abandoned buildings that got out here. They could have created homeless shelters for people to sleep, just the basics. And then allow people who are like myself to come in if we want to donate food or whatever, feed them, whatever, then we can. Because there's a lot of people, there are some people that do. Some people that get right out there. But America is very wasteful. We waste food. We're very wasteful. We take things for granted. We don't appreciate things the way other countries do. We feel like we're entitled to it all. And then a lot of times nobody looks back and says, you know what? I need to reach back to help, because even though I don't know this person, even though I don't know their situation, I don't know their circumstances, because some of them will tell you, some of the people on the street, some of these homeless people will tell you they don't want your charity. They want to figure it out on their own. They don't want you bringing them nothing. They'll figure it out on their own. But at the end, and we are very spoiled. We don't understand. I've been homeless. I had to live on the street, thank God. I had to sleep in my car, but I've been homeless with my kids. So, and I didn't have to be. Let me just clear that up, because I have family that I could have gone to, but I wanted to do it on my own because it's my responsibility. I wanted to make sure my kids were good. And then I had to make sure myself was good. But you know, even the, and it's so funny because even some of the people around you, they're blinded to the fact that you're going through something because they have their blinders on. They don't want you asking them for nothing. They don't want their, help you in any kind of way. And that in itself, that's a sad situation as well. That's very sad that people even feel that way. And they know you. Like, these people that know you, so you can imagine how people are who don't know you. But a lot of times you'll get more from somebody who doesn't know you opposed to somebody who does. You'll get more support from a stranger. They're typically quick to help you out of a situation before somebody that knows you. And it's not so much that you've burned bridges. It's not so much that you've been in a situation. It's just that some people don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you up and doing great. They don't want to see that. They don't. So if they'll do that to you and they know you, they'll step over a stranger who's living on the street like it's nothing. But we got to do better. I just feel like we have to do better. It's so much more that you could do, and it only takes just a little bit, just a little bit. It only takes a little bit for you to show an act of kindness. It only takes a little bit for you to show a little bit of love to somebody. It only takes a little bit for you to go out and buy a case of water that's $5 and pass it out to how many ever that case holds. You know, when this heat wave was going on, for sure, I was out there passing out water. My grandbabies was like, it's hot out here. But they still got out and did it. They did. Now 7 and 10, they still got out and did it. These little babies can get out and do it. Why y'all grown people can't get out and do it? And all and then you don't have to do it by yourself. If you get a group of people, get a group of 5 to 10 people together, then it makes it a lot easier. I've seen people out on the street, a group of male folks came together and said, we're going to get out here, we're going to cut some hair. We're going to cut their hair. And not only did they cut their hair, they bought them pizza and drinks so that while they were waiting to get their hair cut, they could eat. And then, you know, be hydrated at the same time. So it doesn't take much. If some of y'all got stuff in y'all's closet that y'all could donate, but you won't because you're too lazy to go through your closet or your garage to donate to somebody who could better use it than you because you're not using it. It's just sitting in your house. When the winter starts coming, I'll be reaching out to see who got any donations that they want to do, clothes, shirts, socks, coats, covers, blankets, whatever, so that we can help them. If you got tents, whatever, to help the homeless. There was one year that forgot where I was. Was I in Chicago at the time? I don't think I was in Chicago. I might have been. I don't remember. At any rate, the lead singer at the time, Tony Tone, Amar Khalil, he did a thing where he got out and said, I want to say it was 100 homeless people in the Sacramento County area. And I said, okay, cool. I was in Chicago. No, I was in Houston. I said, cool. I'll match what you do. So I'll double what you do there. I'll double it in Houston and feed some people. And that's exactly what I did. I had a handful of food that I had put together along with some drinks, and I got out and I fed some homeless people. So he fed 100 and I doubled it and I fed 200. So it doesn't take much. It just takes a big heart. It takes somebody who cares. It takes somebody who really cares. Like, I always say this, some people just don't care enough for me. And when you're in that situation and nobody and people step over you the way you stepped over other people, don't be surprised. Because, again, you know where you've been, but you don't know where you're going. Be careful how you treat people at the end of the day. I say that all the time because you only know your past. You don't know what your future is in the moment. You don't know what twists and turns and what hills and roads or any of that that you're going to experience on the way up or down. Like, you have to, but you have to, you're going to need to be ready for it because it could be you one day. I'm just saying, it doesn't take much. $20. And you spend that on fast food. You spend that on Starbucks coffee. You spend that kind of money just doing that. So why not take that money and say, you know what, I'm not going to eat out this time. Or take that $20 and go over to Wendy's and get the 5 for $5 or 4 for $5, whatever it is. 5 for $5, is it? I think it is. I'm not sure. And you can buy a couple of those and pass them out to just a couple of people. You know, maybe you don't want to help 40 people. Maybe you only want to help a couple. Do that. You know, because sometimes you giving the money to the person on the corner, you don't know exactly what they're going to do with that money. Some of those people just out there because they too lazy to get a job. They done got rich off of you. They probably got more money in their pocket than you got in yours. And you giving them your last money. You giving them your last, instead of taking that $20, going to get a bunch of water or making stuff for sandwiches, putting together some sandwich stuff, making it, and then passing it out to 50 people instead of just that one person. You can feed 50 people, but you got to care enough. See, this is, again, as Rhythm... Rhythm said earlier, we're spoiled in America. We don't care enough about people the way that we should. We got a lot of homeless people out there in a lot of these areas. And then the homeless rate went up when COVID happened. So with that being said, it only takes a little bit. And then I'm going to say this too, our church community, y'all need to be doing better as well. Because I'm going to say this, in all this, in the areas that I go in, the different places, I don't see a church community out doing what it is that I'm doing. It's usually just regular people out there doing it. The church wants you to come into them. The church wants you to come into them in order for them to help you, but everybody can't get there. Everybody can't get there. The people that you need to be reaching is way out there, and they can't get to your church. They don't know. They don't have transportation to your church. You don't even know they exist. They don't know you exist. But if you get in your car, if y'all get some people from the church together and ride around into these areas where the homeless reside, because they're not hard to find. You get into these areas where the homeless reside, you will see that the homeless are there. And if it's, like I said, 10 or 15 of you, I'm not afraid. Somebody said, you have no fear of getting out there. I said, well, why? Because I'm a child of God. God is protecting me, first of all. I said, what do I need to be afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of. End of the day, you can't have faith and fear. They don't go together. They don't. They just don't go together. Faith and fear don't go together. Sorry. You have to have enough faith to know that wherever you're going to help these homeless people, you're going to be just fine. Take $20 and take that time to go, $20, go to the store, get some water, get some stuff to make sandwiches, and get out there and feed some people because they're there. You know they're there. You ride by them and you just keep going. But then you're so consumed with what you got going on with you that you forget that anybody else needs anything. And then I'm not talking about people that you know personally. We're talking about people that you don't know. Because 9 times out of 10, the people that you do know don't need you as much. They don't. But at the end of the day, we have to be a vessel. I'm a vessel. And God uses me to make. That's my ministry. My ministry is getting out there and helping other people in that capacity, in that way, because that's what God put on my heart. Now, I don't know what God put on your heart. I don't know what God put on your heart, but I will tell you this. I will tell you this. If you just take a minute, take an hour or two of your time once a week, once a month, or whatever, take $20, go buy some cases of water, some little packets of powder juice, a crystal light or something so they can put it in the water, or you can go to the dollar store, spend that $20 on some toothpaste or it don't take much. It does not take much. It just takes a big heart. It don't take a big wallet. It takes a big heart. Somebody said, I go over to the, I was very disappointed in this person when they told me this too. He said, I go over to the pantry, and I take stuff out of the pantry and I go give it to the homeless. I said, but that's not you really doing anything. All you did was go take it from somebody else to give it to somebody else. You didn't go buy it. What sacrifice did you really make? Like, what sacrifice did you make to make sure that it happened? Man, like, you know. It don't take much, y'all. It don't take much at all. I'm just here to encourage some people to get out there and to do something that God would appreciate you doing, that God puts you on this earth to help do. It don't take a whole lot, you know. He gave it to somebody else. Yes, he did. He gave it to somebody else, which is okay. And let me tell you why that this. So let me just see, because they gonna cut me off of this part anyway. This is your girl Cotton Campbell, and this is my show. Let's Talk About It, and we're talking about homeless. Why don't people do more? You can find me on all media platforms, TikTok, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, Amazon, all of those you can find me on. So, well, this is your girl, Cotton Campbell. You know my motto, peace, love, and loyalty, God before man, spirit before flesh, and love before what? Love before hate. Have an amazing, amazing evening, everybody. Catch me next time.